You can always tell when a gospel is the gospel of John, because you're going to hear a lot of amen, amen. So if you ever hear the double amen, dead ringer, so to speak, for a Johannine gospel passage. Also, because we hear language like we heard in this gospel that relates back to the Trinity, talking about the God the Father, talking about God the Son, and the relationship between the two, also very much present in the Johannine Gospels. But the line especially I want to focus on today is, I cannot do anything on my own. I cannot do anything on my own. That line should give us pause, because there's something very profound there. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. Why in the world would he say that words? I cannot do anything on my own. Some have taken this line and said, oh, Jesus was talking about in his human nature that he can't do anything on his own. But actually, no. He's even referring in his divine nature when he says these words. And all of the words that led up to this help us to come to that understanding. Jesus is God the Son. As we all know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three persons, but one God. That even within God there is a community, but one so strong that there is one God. I find myself more and more focusing on that unity within the Trinity, as more and more I hear of division in the world, in the church, etc. Seems like what divides people continues to grow, and what unites continues to shrink, unfortunately. And I'll be honest, those things are always hard for me. My natural character, my natural temperament is, I'm the Charlie Brown temperament. The motto that I long lived with is, why can't everyone just get along? And it's something that I think if more and more of us focused on God and focused on those simple words, I cannot do anything on my own. The source of all division that human beings struggle with comes from one root, and it's called self-reliance. When we choose to rely on ourselves rather than relying on God, and we choose to believe the lie that we can do it ourselves versus getting the help of others and the help of God, that is what leads to division. Jesus, in this very simple but profound line, gives us the key to unity. That even the Son of God says he cannot do anything on his own should be a line that very much takes us to that root of that place where we can struggle with any place of self-reliance. And it should bring us to a place of a deeper reliance on God, but also a deeper reliance of other human beings as well. One of the greatest lies of Satan is, I don't need anyone else in my life. We were created for community, because if we were made in the image and likeness of God, we were created after a triune God, three persons, one God. So as we continue in this Lenten season, and especially as we hear many things that can lead to division, let us focus on that place in our own hearts and say, Lord, I choose today to repent for any ways that I've sought to rely on myself rather than relying on you. And help me, Lord, to have an openness to seek the help of others as you invite me to as well, so that I too can pray with Jesus, I cannot do anything on my own.